Celebrated naturalist Sir David Attenborough has issued a stark warning to world leaders: act on climate change or watch the collapse of civilization. His call to action comes as hundreds of world leaders, diplomats and scientists meet in Poland for crucial climate talks. Their aim is to agree on a roadmap to meet the goals set out by the Paris Climate Agreement 3 years ago. The United Nations says progress has been far too slow and the world is in deep trouble. Here's Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan.
For decades, Sir David Attenborough has taught us about the wonder of the natural world. Now he's fighting for its preservation.
Right now, we're facing a man-made disaster of global scale. Our greatest threat in thousands of years, climate change.
He made the opening address at the UN's annual Conference of the Parties, major climate talks this year being held in the Polish city of Katowice. Sir David was invited to be a voice for everyday people anxious for decisive action on climate change.
The people have spoken. Leaders of the world, you must lead.
This year's summit comes 3 years since the Paris Agreement, when close to 200 countries agreed to keep global warming below 2 degrees. Now they'll have to commit to rules that govern that accord. But the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres believes many nations are still moving too slow.
Climate change is the most important issue we face. We are in trouble. We are in deep trouble with climate change.
For poorer countries where climate change is a grave reality, the World Bank has announced it's putting $100 billion towards adapting to global warming. World Bank Chief Executive Kristalina Georgieva.
We face, as a global community, an inevitable task to be more resilient to climate change.
Much has changed since the historic Paris summit in 2015. US President Donald Trump says America will withdraw from the agreement. Speaking in Poland, actor and former governor of California Arnold Schwarzenegger described the decision as crazy. He insists Americans are still committed to lowering emissions.
You're wrong when you say that America dropped out of the Paris Agreement. Because if you look a little bit beyond Washington, you will see that it is the states and the cities, its local governments, that control 70% of our emissions.
While the Paris Agreement urged nations to move away from fossil fuels, host nation Poland is still deeply reliant on its coal industry. Coal companies have sponsored this year's climate conference, angering environmentalists. This is Bridget Brennan reporting from London for AM.